Good evening. Come in, won't you? Why, what's the matter? Surely you're not nervous. Perhaps it will calm if I tell you a story.
We are met to call from out of the past. Stories, strange and weird.
Tales of mystery and terror by radio's masters of the macabre.
Stories of the supernatural, the supernormal, dramatized by fact, the mystery, the unknown. We tell you this frankly. So if you wish to avoid the excitement and tension of these madmen, play, we urge you calmly, sincerely, to turn off your radio now.
Welcome back to the horror. Thanks for joining me this Saturday. We'll hear from Nightfall this week. A series produced by Canada's CBC Radio from July 1980 to May of 1983 produced 127 episodes. It also aired on NPR for 29 episodes from August of 1981 to June of 1982. Our story today is from November 7th, 1980. It's titled The Devil's Backbone.
And now, the old studio clock on the wall tells us that it's that time again. Time for some mystery and murder, suspense and terror. Time for Nightfall Mystery Theater. This week's play is entitled The Devil's Backbone. It's written by Silver Donald Cameron and set somewhere along the fog-enshrouded coast of Nova Scotia. Down beneath the waves, there's an old wreck laden with gold. And there's nothing to stop a man from making a killing.
See the diver. Like a drifting spaceman. In his red wetsuit, mask, scuba gear. He tilts forward slowly, reaches out a mittened hand. Hidden among the swaying brown weeds, covered with a thin purple layer of coral, is a Spanish biscuit, an ingot of solid gold, the end of the rainbow. But before the diver can touch it, the water turns black around him, black as oblivion. He thrashes in the water, blind as disoriented. Some thing seizes him by the leg and pulls him down, down into the silt, the mud, the slimy weed. Something heavy and deliberate strikes him in the face and knocks away the demand regulator, a delicate chrome-plated marble which allows him to breathe 50 feet underwater. He gropes for it frantically. Without air, he's dead. Dead on the devil's backbone.
Oh, God.
Eric, what happened? We're dead.
Don't know.
What happened, Eric?
Look, down there.
The water's black.
It nearly got me.
What nearly got you?
Whatever it is. Gotta go back. Find Dad.
No.
Got to.
No.
Dad.
He's coming up. Look, I see him.
Where?
Over there. Look, isn't that him?
Yeah. Yeah, that's him. Oh, thank God.
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes, for God's sake, it's all right. Eric. It's all right, Dad. God almighty.
Get aboard, both of you. We're heading in. Eric, what's that?
What?
On your leg. Your suit's all torn.
Oh, my God. Claw marks. Claw marks? Yeah. But what's got claws like that?
I remember the winter evening when the venture began. When Eric and Joyce walked into my apartment in Halifax.
They were grinning from ear to ear.
Daz, tell me, what would you do if you were rich?
Well, I'd hire Joyce here to give me a couple of weeks of physical education in the Bahamas.
Volleyball and swimming? That's what I teach.
Well, maybe we could enlarge your job description just a little bit.
Oh. I might have something to say about that.
Not if I was rich enough.
Well, it's all very flattering, but I'm not up for auction.
Okay, anyway, what's all this about?
I think we've got a chance to get rich next summer.
Yeah? How?
Diving.
Not another of those futile treasure hunts. Come on, you're brighter than that.
Oh, no, this is a good one. You remember that little book I did on privateers in Nova Scotia?
Yeah.
Well, a guy called me up from Lockport down the South Shore, and he'd read it. He said his great-great-grandfather or somebody had been a privateer.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some information in the family papers up in the attic. So I went down to have a look. I wasn't expecting anything, but you wouldn't believe the papers in that attic. They'd been quite a prominent merchant family at one time, and I don't think they ever threw away a bill of sale or receipt or anything.
Mm.
I plowed around in there for a couple of days, and in the end, I found this.
The log of the private ship of war, Wasp.
I don't think anyone's looked at that log since 1757. The Wasp belonged to the first notable member of the family, a fellow named Ezekiel Hobson. Now, he's the guy that established the family fortune.
Mm-hmm.
They made a cruise in 1757 and loaded the ship with plunder. They just about made it home when a French privateer from Louisbourg forced them onto the coast. The Wasp struck a reef called the Devil's Backbone and smashed herself to pieces.
Des, nobody ever salvaged her. We don't think anyone knows she's there.
So you want to have a crack at it?
We want all three of us to have a crack at it. We need two divers and someone in the boat. And you're Eric's diving partner.
Oh, Joyce, will you come to the Bahamas with me?
Well, if it's the only way to get you signed on.
Oh, the things you have to do to get a guy to accept the chance of a lifetime.
You got it.
Fine morning.
Pretty nice.
Ah. Doing a little diving, are you?
Yeah, thought we might find some scallops.
Oh, or lobsters?
If we did, we wouldn't tell you.
That's poaching, you know. We had some trouble with that.
We're not after lobsters.
So where'd you plan on going? Devil's Backbone, I suppose.
Possibly. Is that a good place for scallops?
Scallops.
Something else on that reef?
Well, yeah. Or so they say.
What?
Treasure. And a curse.
What kind of curse?
Likely all foolishness anyway. But they do say a pirate ship went down on that reef. And the skipper put a wish on it.
Put a wish?
That whoever goes after that treasure, he don't come back.
Anybody try it?
Oh, the odd diver's gone out there. Never found nothing, I don't believe.
Oh, but they came back.
Well, I guess so. Nobody never went searching for him anyways.
Come on, let's go. See you later, friend.
Bye. You be careful now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure.
What do you make of all that?
That's what they call local knowledge.
He makes me nervous.
It's interesting, eh? Someone was here before.
Local people always have some idea what's there. A pirate ship loaded with treasure? Well, that's pretty close.
You know, if anyone was going to curse the place, Ezekiel Hobson would be the man. Remember what he did to that fisherman, Eric?
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, he wanted to find out if there were any Spanish ships around, and he captured a fisherman. The fisherman wouldn't say. So Hobson lopped off one of his fingers with an axe. He told him he'd have all the rest before the day was out. The fella talked.
Well, it's still like that. The strong man takes.
We're a little more civilized than that, Des.
Yeah. On the surface. Acting happens to be my trade, but most of us are pros at acting civilized.
Yeah, we're getting close.
What are the marks?
We get those two points of land over there in line, then we go along that line till the big white rock at the harbor mouth bears 273 degrees.
You're telling me those points haven't eroded in 200 years?
Likely they have, but not much at this distance.
And the magnetic variation?
I worked it out. 273 it should be today.
Hey, you think of everything, don't you?
That's the way he lives his life.
A little further out, Joyce. No, a little further.
How's this?
Okay, that's it. Now, veer left. No,
A little more.
Can't.
Easy. Okay. Dance. Get the anchor over fast before she drifts.
Yeah.
Good. It's nice out here. Well, Des, let's get those suits on.
You don't want me to move the boat at all?
Not unless one of us surfaces and calls for help.
But you'll likely come up a long way from the boat.
Well, no more than a couple of hundred feet. We're just going to do overlapping circles on centers about 40 feet apart.
Oh, okay.
How many do you think we can do on a tank of air, Des?
Four or five, no more.
So, 200 feet at most. I don't know how you can wear that clumsy backpack. You look like a turtle in a fiberglass shell.
Yeah, I don't know how you can wear all those belts, one on top of the other. Weight belt, buoyancy vest, backpack.
Turn on my air, will you? Is the reserve valve shut?
Yeah, it's shut.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks good.
Well, let's make some bubbles.
Nothing like it. That split second when you leave your own element and plunge into another. Suddenly, your body is weightless. Your movements slow and graceful. As we swam, I knew how much I wanted to be rich. No more crab from third-rate Hitchcocks. I'd go south, buy a big boat and a pile of diving gear. Just pick and choose from all those little secretaries that go down for 2 weeks on package tours looking for romance. Chivas Regal with lobster tails and the best dope going. See the diver, like a drifting spaceman in his red wetsuit. He tilts forward slowly, reaches out a mittened hand. Hidden among the swaying weeds, covered with coral, is a Spanish biscuit, an ingot of solid gold, the end of the rainbow. That's when it happened. Black fog, black water, something seizing Eric's leg. Terror and panic. Something struck him. I couldn't see him, couldn't see anything. Scuffling and banging, then roaring up to the surface. Pain in my leg, and then daylight, air, and a voice screaming. My voice.
No, I'm out of it. I'm not going out there again.
Look, Daz, we found it. But intelligently, we can each have $100,000 a year for life. Maybe more.
Yeah, or we can get killed tomorrow. It's not worth it.
Look, I was scared down there, but...
Scared? I'm bloody paralyzed.
Okay, paralyzed. But I don't believe in spooks.
Doesn't have to be spooks, Eric. Could be something that lives down there. Giant squid or something.
Well, if it's a giant squid, we can chase it away. Or kill it.
Oh, Eric, you can't be serious.
Do you know what you're talking about, Eric? Tentacles, 30 feet long. Suction discs like saucers. Claws as well. Shooting around the bottom on jets of water, making black clouds of ink so you can't even see it. And those two big eyes and that parrot beak. God,
yeah, but there aren't many that big.
How come you're such a daredevil all of a sudden, Eric?
It's the biggest chance in my lifetime.
What's wrong with your life as it is?
Money means you've got choices. No money, no choices.
All right, but how much will you sacrifice?
I'm not saying we have to recover that cargo at all costs. I'm just not quitting without another look. Now, how are we going to feel if someone else gets it?
Jealous, but alive.
What's happened to you, Des? You're not usually that jittery.
Yeah, well, maybe I got scared worse than you did.
It didn't grab you. Didn't knock out your regulator.
When I think of going down there again, my stomach turns over. I can't do it.
Leave him alone, Eric. Don't keep pushing him.
Never mind, Joyce. I'm going to my room.
What the hell's the story on him?
What's the matter with you?
I just want to finish what we started.
No, no, no. That's not it. You want the money. You can practically taste it.
Well, can't you?
Oh, yes, of course. But I don't like what it's doing to you. Wanting the gold so much. It's making you a monster. Can't you see? Dez is terrified.
Come on, I wasn't that hard on him.
Oh, weren't you?
Well, maybe I was. What are we supposed to do, quit?
You won't get anywhere trying to force him.
Well, maybe you could talk to him. Maybe he'd listen to you. Did you talk to Dez?
Mm-hmm.
How'd it go?
All right. He'll dive tomorrow.
He will? How did you do that?
He scared Eric, but he'll do it.
Going out again, are you?
Hmm? Yeah.
How'd you fare out yesterday?
Saw some interesting places. Caves on the reef and stuff.
Ah. On the Devil's Backbone? Didn't see no sign of that treasure, eh?
If there is treasure.
Well, we won't know it's there till somebody finds it, will we?
That's an Irish way of looking at it.
Come on, let's go.
We'll bring you back a gold coin, maybe.
You do that. You surely do that.
Marker didn't move. He swam down the line to the bottom, going to the exact spot we left yesterday, into the milky green light of the depths. Long, curving ropes stretched down into obscurity. Again, Eric's red wetsuit, goggled and finned, stroking smoothly down beside me, checking me anxiously to see how I'm bearing up. I'm okay, Eric, I'm okay. But I'm cold as ice, clear through. There's the marker below us. We settle on our knees beside it, stirring up little puffs of silt. Perfect calm. Nothing sinister. But the bottom is littered with wheat-encrusted bars and globes and boxes. The cargo of the Wasp. Spilled from her torn bottom 2 centuries ago. Wealth just for the picking. Eric reaches for a Spanish biscuit, picks it up, passes it to me. We gaze at the ingot, then at each other. He reaches for one more. Then, something black and rubbery swells up from the ocean bottom, growing like an insane black tumor. It pushes us, then the water goes inky black. I can't see, Eric. Something pushes against me, tries to press me against the bottom. And I feel a sharp point biting into my calf as I struggle to find the surface. As the ink thins, the sharp point jabs my leg again. As I swim away from a swelling, monstrous thing below me, I see red filaments trailing in the water, thin lines of blood from my leg. And now Eric's right beside me, still clutching the second Spanish biscuit. There's a scarlet flow from his right side, from 5 parallel gashes under the arm of his jacket. Terrified, we race upwards, break away to the surface, then burst into the air. Blessed air.
Start the engine,
George. Get us out of here.
Go. Go.
Was it the same thing again?
Worse. Worse. Oh, my God.
Not far from Devil's Backbone, are we?
Not very far, no.
That's where we're going.
Dez. Really, you don't mean it.
Well, you're not concerned about the curse, are you?
No, I am not going back there. Not for anything.
The curse has been lifted, you know. I lifted it.
It's not really a good subject for jokes, Dez.
I'm not joking. I did lift the curse. It wasn't hard. After all, I put it on in the first place.
What are you talking about?
I got everything into that bulky backpack Eric used to talk about. India ink, Big weather balloon with a CO2 cartridge.
What?
A piece of wood with five sharpened nails driven through it. A little fast work in the blackness, and there's your curse.
But you were hurt, too.
Well, that's to make it convincing. I am a good actor, you know.
You bastard!
Hey, now, now. You remember old Ezekiel Hobson? Thing he used to do when he wanted information? A strong take what they want.
And you wanted all the treasure.
In a way, I wanted it, and I wanted you. I didn't need Eric.
And now we're going to go and get that treasure. Just the two of us.
Yeah.
And then what?
First, we have to sell the stuff. Under the counter.
Because of Eric.
Eric and the law. I mean, there are legal complications.
Yes,
you know.
Yes. And then?
Well, whatever we want. Take a world tour, go down south, lie in the sun forever. Buy a private plane, I don't know, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Together?
Yeah.
You bastard. I'd be one more discard, huh? Just like Eric.
Now, Joyce, you know, you're an exceptional woman. You're very much to my taste, but I need a certain amount of variety.
I won't do it.
Do what?
I'm not having any part of this. Goodbye, Des.
You can't make shore from here in a dinghy. Joyce, for God's sake. Damn.
I would have had to kill her anyway, I guess. One word to the wrong person, I'd lose everything. I didn't think she'd get sucked under the boat and mangled by the propeller after I ran to dinghy. I thought I had her. Didn't think she'd dare object. A woman like that who likes to be hurt and degraded. Damn her anyway. Once the air leaves her lungs, she follows me down easily. When I get her to the bottom, I'll tie her hands and feet to rocks. Nobody's ever going to find her. They wouldn't know where to begin looking. Oh, it's lovely down here. The diffuse light and hazy shadows. Down. Down through the colder layers of water, towing what's left of her. She was good, though. Oh, she was really good. I knew what she was like that first night I took her back in the motel. Eric never reached her. Never made her shriek like that. He doesn't know much about women. About men, either. A strong man takes what he wants. An old bedspring lying on the bottom. That's perfect. I'll tie her to it. The wrists. Yeah, now the ankles. Now I'll pile some stones on the bedspring. Bed like this is forever. It's all good for her, anyway. Cargo can't be far away. I glide like a bird, easing through weed and boulders. And there it is. There it is. The heap of ingots and bars and stuff. I want to laugh. I pick up an ingot and drop it into my bag, and then another, and another. The blackness. The blows and jabs of pain. And that beak. No! It tears at my regulator. Leo! Leo! Get away from me! Get away from me! That beast!
When I found that boat on the beach, mister, there weren't a sign of life.
Just one of them queer diving suits you fellas wear. And a tank. But the engine was still warm.
It wasn't there in the morning?
No, no. It wasn't there till after dinner.
Uh-huh. Will you run me out to the Devil's Backbone?
Run you out to Devil's Backbone? What for?
I want to dive.
But you think they...
I think they might have gone diving out there and got into trouble.
Now, look here. That place got a wish on it, for sure. If two of them got into trouble, you'll need four to go looking for them. Not just one man alone.
I've got my suit and tank in the car.
Yeah? Up to you, I suppose. You want to go? I'll take you.
Okay. I'll be right with you.
Damn fool. Now, I'll run you out there. But I'll be some surprised if I run you back.
Devil's Backbone by Silver Donald Cameron, starring Neil Daynard as Eric, Linda Sorensen as Joyce, and Neil Monroe as Dez. The technician was John Jessup, and the sound effects were by Bill Robinson. The series story editor is Earl Toppings. This edition of Nightfall Mystery Theater was produced and directed by Paul Mills. National's Friday Night was produced this week by Matthew Baird, with studio technician Ray Folzik. The Arts National program team includes Philip Coulter, Neil Crory, Barbara McKenzie, Srul Irving Glick, and Lori Lockhart. Our executive producer is Keith Horner.
That's the horror for today. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more at relicradio.com. Past episodes of this podcast, more from Nightfall, all our other podcasts, our Shoutcast stream, and our donate button if you'd like to help support this and all the shows. Your donations make all of this possible. My thanks, as always, to those who have. Thanks for joining me today. Talk again next Saturday with another episode of The Horror.